Welcome to Your Classical Storytime. I'm Scott, with a story called The Wish Fish, featuring music by Peter Tchaikovsky. Deep in the sea, far beneath the waves, there lived a fish who caught the sun's rays. Its mystical hue was a shimmering gold, with a sheen and a shine quite rare to behold. They say he was beautiful and powerful, it's true. 1,000 years old, quite possibly two. He lived through the ages, seen both good and tragic. How'd he survive? Because he was magic. A fisherman came with his net made of twine and cast it afar in the vast, endless brine. He hauled it up full and gasped with a stare at the bright golden fish who was caught in there.
Fisherman, fisherman, set me free. Want some wishes? I'll grant you three. But heed my words and choose with care, for every wish has a burden to bear.
The fisherman blinked and stopped his gawking and finally accepted that this fish was talking. So he knelt to the ground and started to grapple with the golden fish caught in his tackle.
Forgive me, please. I'm just shocked by the notion that today I'd meet a magic fish in the ocean.
He thought and thought, but no wishes came to mind. So he released the wish fish and kindly declined.
Thank you, my friend. And before I swim away, when you want to make a wish, here's what you say. Wish fish, deep in the sea, come grant the wish you promised to me.
The fisherman went home to his tiny old shack, with a broken front door and the wall with a crack. Then he started thinking about nicer possessions, about money, luxury, and material obsessions. He went back to the shore the very next day and called the wish fish from the edge of the bay.
Wish fish, deep in the sea, come grant the wish you promised to me.
Fisherman, fisherman, as you've commanded, to fulfill my promise, your wish will be granted. But heed my words and choose with care, for every wish has a burden to bear.
I wish for wealth, the fisherman cried. His voice boomed and echoed across the tide.
Incredible wealth was his in an instant. Silver and gold and a house in the distance. After his wish, the sky became dimmer and the sea all around lost a bit of its shimmer. But what of that, did the fisherman care? I've got mansions and riches, thought the new billionaire. For a week or two, a month at the most, the fisherman loved his palace on the coast. Then he grew lonely in the cavernous halls and felt a bitter chill from the marble walls. A second time he made his way to the shore, he thought he'd be happy if he had just a little more.
Wish fish, deep in the sea, come grant the wish you promised to me.
Fisherman, fisherman, please proceed, but think about where your second wish leads. Please heed my words, and please choose with care, for every wish has a burden to bear.
I ask for power for wish number two, the fisherman yelled. But the magic fish knew that heartache and sorrow would come from this thing. But as a fish of his word, he made the man king.
After his wish, black storm clouds had gathered. The waves grew immense and churned into lather. The fisherman king, alas, paid no mind. He had more power than all rulers combined.
He ruled with might, but his heart turned cold. His people suffered. His soul grew old. Suddenly he realized, with every decree, all the consequences he didn't foresee. A third time he trudged to the choppy water and arrived just as he thought he couldn't go farther.
Wish fish! Wish fish! Deep in the sea, come grant the wish you promised to me.
Fisherman, fisherman, I'll grant just one more. And please, for the third and last wish, I implore. I've told you this twice, and I know you're aware. Every wish has a burden to bear.
While Wishfish was waiting for the wishes to end, he hoped that the fisherman had seen the trend as lightning bolted from cloud to cloud with booming thunder and wind howling loud. The fisherman's voice was so faint and frail, it was difficult to hear in the fast-rising gale. The fisherman sighed, his heart aching sore. I wish for contentment, nothing more. After his wish, both land and sea were healed. The truth of contentment at last was revealed. What good is power and all riches infinite when your big mansion has nobody else in it? A sad tale of greed and hard lessons learned. In a golden-scaled fish, the truth was discerned. That wishes when granted, if hearts are true, might change the world and you anew. The end. Thanks for listening to Your Classical Storytime from American Public Media. Explore the rest of our library at yourclassical.org/storytime.